Next Wednesday in Hilo, the State Board of Land and Natural Resources will hear oral arguments in the contested case hearing for the Conservation District use application for the 30-meter telescope at the Mauna Kea Science Reserve. It's likely to offer a thorough summary of the TMT arguments, pro and con, and reporter Kuve Hiraishi is on hand to help us sort out what it all means. Hi, Kuve. Thanks
Aloha.
For coming.
Hello, Chris.
Now, this is not a public hearing, but it is one in which attorneys are going to present oral arguments. Is that right?
There will be attorneys present, but it actually is. They've got 23 contested case hearing parties.
Uh-huh.
So these are mostly opponents of the telescope. There are about a handful of supporters of the telescope.
Mm-hmm.
And what they get to do is sort of make their case before the board decides on whether to issue this permit.
Given that the preponderance is probably going to be against, is it possible to make any kind of prediction about where this is going to end up?
Well, the recommendation on the table was what retired Judge Ricky Mayamano had recommended at the end of the 5 months of contested case hearings testimony.
Mm-hmm.
So what she recommended was that the board approve and move forward with issuing the permit. So
that is
actually, the proposed recommendation on the table. So with that being said, the opponents need to sort through all the facts that have been presented
mm-hmm.
in Ricky Mayamano's, I think, 305-page final document. And they're going to go ahead and try to weed out some of those facts and say, no, this isn't a fact that shouldn't be considered so that the board can maybe change their minds. But that's what's on the table next Wednesday.
What are some of the facts likely to be cited or things likely to be alleged?
Right. So there are about, let's see, there are environmental cases being made against the telescope and the
mm-hmm.
impact that this large telescope, let's say an extremely large telescope is actually what it's being called, the TMT, is about 180 feet tall, so that's 18 stories. And they're talking about the possible impacts to the habitat there, both environmental and also with the species that
mm-hmm.
are there. So those facts will probably be weeded out. And also, of course, the cultural practitioners that are opponents to the telescope have continued to say that this is considered a sacred site
mm-hmm.
and that they are adamantly opposed to any sort of hindrances on their cultural and practitioner rights on the mountain.
Were those arguments made earlier, prior to this whole project being approved?
Yes. So throughout the entire process, these arguments have been made, and some of the conditions, so there were about 31 conditions that the Judge Ricky Mayamano had included in her summary.
Mm-hmm.
And these were thought of as ways to sort of maybe not combat, but find a middle ground and kind of compromise on some of these arguments that are being made. So, for example, one of the conditions is that employees of TMT would be mandated to take cultural classes
mm-hmm.
that where they can understand the cultural and environmental habitats around, in the entire along the mountain, but also that I think something like $1 million be put towards educating STEM education on the Big Island
mm-hmm.
so that students will be able to move into these positions and be working at TMT or in astronomy in general.
Because of the pro TMT arguments have to do with one thing, the Hawaiian tradition of wayfinding, but also the creation of opportunities for young science-bound young Hawaii men and women, right?
Exactly. And one of the big proponents, the Pueo group, has been very much on the bandwagon on supporting sort of the educational and what could come to the community apart from the actual science. So I'm not sure how familiar are with the science of the telescope, but this telescope is supposed to have the largest prime mirror, which will allow scientifically for us to find very old light, if you will.
And deeper into space than anything else.
Exactly. Yeah. And answer questions like what life, if there is life on other planets outside our solar system, and the physics of planet system and star formation. I mean, science scientists will geek out over this telescope. And I think on the opponent side, they're not necessarily opposed to science. It's just it being built on that particular mountain.
Well, you know, the cultural education offered to sort of mitigate the impact of the telescope, it doesn't really address a building that's 180 feet tall.
Right, right. And I think it's also been said that there are larger issues beyond just the telescope at play in this contested case hearing and mm-hmm. in the entire process of building this telescope on Mauna Kea. But next Wednesday will be sort of the culmination of the contested case hearing, but also be the next step in whether or not they're going to move forward with it.
Assuming, say, a negative result, you know, working against Judge Amano's hearing, would that halt the process, or would that just be a kind of a speed bump?
It has been said by TMT officials that they do have an alternate site in mind in the Canary Islands in Spain. So if they cannot get
it halted
things going,
in Hawaii, though.
Yes. If they cannot get it going on Mauna Kea by next April, they do plan to relocate to Spain.
So, yeah, because what I'm getting at is, you know, when does this get resolved, yay or nay? And it, next Wednesday doesn't resolve it. It moves it forward, though, closer.
Exactly. So you'll have to tune in to see what will happen next Wednesday.
Okay, fair enough, Kuvei. Thanks very much. Kuvei Hiraishi is HPR's General Assignment Reporter.